mother of Jesus was
Mary.
And the wife of Abraham was.
You got me. I don't know.
Okay. How about nobody does? Oh, this is a commercial on TV, and they say nobody does it like somebody Lee. Remember? Have you heard that one?
Mm-hmm.
How about diminutive? The diminutive form is Sally. Sarah, can I get you to say that?
Sure.
Okay. There we go. Have you ever heard of the term jackleg?
Mm-hmm.
A jackleg job. Wait. What's that?
Well, that was an expression on a jackleg, was a jackleg Mormon.
Okay.
But other than that, I don't know.
All right. Another word for attorney is?
Lawyer.
And the person who presides at a trial is the?
Judge.
Okay. Here we go. We'll go over some body parts here. The stuff that grows on the top of my head.
Hair.
And this thing that I listen
Ear.
Out of. And two of those would be?
A pair. Ears.
You know how we play this game now, don't you? You'd have seen me go through the roof. And if I hadn't shaved today,
I'd have whiskers.
Or?
A beard.
Okay. Can I talk out of my
mouth?
Okay. Yeah, I was hoping you'd say that. And I chew with
your teeth.
And one of them would be a
tooth.
Okay. And this is my
neck.
And
Adam's apple.
Both of us have talked so much today, we're going to have sore
throats.
Okay. And this is...
calf, your leg. You jumped one on me. I thought you were pounding on your calf, your leg, your thigh there.
Okay, and one leg, two of them would be...
legs.
Okay. And let's go over some... where two bones meet, that's called a...
joint.
Okay, let's go over a few of these. This would be a...
ankle.
And this
knee,
and this would
the wrist,
and this
shoulder,
and that
elbow.
Wow, I guess there aren't any more.
That's good.
How about right here?
Hip.
Okay. And let's see. This down here that I put my shoe on is
a foot.
And two of those would be
a pair of them, 2 feet.
Okay. And I eat and I digest my food in my
stomach.
Okay, if I were at a party and I eaten something that didn't agree with me, I'd
you're
say,
belch.
Yeah, I do that. And then I'd say, excuse me, and then I'd say, I'm sick.
It's the stomach.
Okay. Let's see. And someone who's not weak is?
Stout.
Okay. There's another term you might use, the opposite of weak.
You don't think stout's opposite of weak?
Oh, I do.
Oh, okay.
But I need you to get a
different stout, large.
How about strong? Can I get you to say that?
Strong.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And if a person can hardly talk,
he's hoarse.
All right. And if you have pain in your joints, they say you have
arthritis.
A long time ago, people used to have a bad pain or something.
Appendicitis.
Like, exactly. And they used to give, I guess a long time ago, they'd give people the Schick test. You remember that?
Mm.
Okay. It was either a bad disease, a dip. You know that what I'm talking about? That's the first syllable, dip.
Diphtheria.
Okay. And could you tell me what Rocky Mountain fever is? And how you get it?
Well, you get it from ticks. And spotted ticks. And they bite you.
Now, is Rocky Mountain fever different than Rocky Mountain spotted fever?
I think they're the same thing.
Okay. If you were to cut yourself very deeply, you'd say that's a deep
cut.
Or a word that starts
wound.
With wound. Uh-huh. Okay. And someone who is, I guess, are there words you can think of that are about the same as sickly? If you're saying someone is sickly,
yeah, poorly. Okay. That was the one you're looking for.
Okay, any of those are fine.